Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number five, hacking US military systems was child's play, says Gary McKinnon. At number four, Gary McKinnon broke into 73,000 US government computers, Lords told. At number three, hacker Gary McKinnon, Computer Weekly Essential Guide. At number two, internet doomed unless everyone switches to IPv6, expert says. And in top spot, US embarrassed that UFO hacker could easily access military computers. And now for a look at some of the articles to be featured in the next edition of the New Look Computer Weekly magazine. The new iPhone 3G is due to ship in 22 countries on July 11. Apple says the device has been tested by 35% of the Fortune 500 companies and that the iPhone 2.0 platform offers business enterprise support. But John Paul Kamath has been investigating just how enterprise ready it is. John Paul, we've heard all the hype around the Apple iPhone, the new version. Is it ready for the enterprise? What are IT directors saying about it?
Well, the Apple iPhone is an absolutely gorgeous device when you hold it up against a BlackBerry, but IT managers are concerned that it's not quite ready for business yet. The first reason they cite as a concern is the fact that if they did choose to deploy iPhones in the business, they would be tied to one operator, namely O2. They don't like that. The other reason they're a bit concerned that the Apple iPhone isn't quite ready for enterprise yet is that there are software development kits for BlackBerries that have been around much longer and are in wider support by much bigger software vendors. So if you like, there's an ecosystem there that already supports development and programming for BlackBerries in the enterprise.
Despite the challenges, are there any ways that the iPhone could sort of leak into the enterprise?
That's a very interesting question, Warwick. At the moment, what we're seeing in IT is a blurring between what is a consumer piece of IT equipment and what is an enterprise-only piece of IT equipment. These lines are blurring. People are bringing in their own mobile devices into the office and using them for work, but without them being secured in a way that conforms to corporate policy. So I think the problem that IT managers will have to deal with over the coming years is how they maintain and monitor devices that are actually designed for the consumer but which can work in the enterprise.
So given the upward pressure from the user base to include it in the enterprise and given the challenges we've talked about, what do we see happening in the coming months?
Well, IBM is actually developing support for Apple's iPhone with its Lotus Notes software. That'll be a big breakthrough because Lotus Notes is used widely among IT companies, almost as much as Microsoft Office and Outlook. So I think what we will be seeing is more software companies, more big name vendors developing software support for iPhone. But I think the sticking point for IT managers remains the tariffs they pay.
The internet is heading for a meltdown in just 2.5 years unless every device on the planet moves from version 4, IPv4, to version 6, IPv6, of the communication standard for connecting devices over the internet. That's according to Jeff Houston, chief scientist at APNIC, which is part of the Number Resource Organization, which is the group that manages internet addresses. In this week's edition of Computer Weekly, Cliff Saran takes an in-depth look at the problem. Cliff, what exactly does this mean for businesses?
Well, as IPv4 addresses run out and people start switching to IPv6, the first thing that will happen is that they'll have to support both IPv4 and IPv6. Now, there aren't enough IPv4 addresses. So, experts believe that this will create a market for IPv4 addresses. If you want a block of addresses, and normally these are sold to enterprise users in blocks of 255 addresses, at the moment you pay a small admin fee and you get it, i.e. it doesn't cost anything. In the future, it'll be an open market, supply and demand. You will pay whatever the market can take, and it could be much, much more.
Is there anything businesses can do now to avoid this problem?
Well, businesses, internet service providers, end users, everyone is being slowly but surely pushed to IPv6. unless people move over, we're going to be in trouble, and we will have to basically pay for our addresses. But over the next couple of years, if the majority of computers do move on to IPv6, then there'll be less demand for IPv4, and you know, things that should be okay. But the key thing to do is to start moving to IPv6 and start doing it today.
Intellectual property theft has been a serious challenge for business organizations ever since email became commonplace in the work environment. But the use of social networking sites has thrown wide open the floodgates for leaking confidential information. The problem was highlighted last week when it emerged that the London High Court had ordered a former employee of a recruitment agency to disclose the business contacts he added to his LinkedIn social networking site account before leaving the company. In this week's issue of Computer Weekly, I look at what this means for companies from an IT security point of view and what they can do to mitigate that risk. You can find these articles and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com.